You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labour Leader Calvin Davis.
Yes, we are now joined by Deputy Leader of the Labour Party, Calvin Davis. Kia ora, David. Kia ora, Calvin. Sorry, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm well, thank you.
Good to hear. So we've had two polls released in the past 24 hours, both of which have seen Labour surging ahead. The latest UMR poll from this morning has Labour at 36%, which is up 13 points, which is impressive. The surge has, though, come at the expense of the Greens and New Zealand First. National are very much staying the same here. How are Labour looking to steal more points from the centre-right moving forward from here?
Sorry, say that again. How are Labour looking from the centre-right, did you say?
How are you looking to steal more points from the centre-right? Because, I mean, National are staying very much the same right now.
Yeah, okay. So, of course, we're basking in the glow of Jacinda's leadership, and Jacinda's been the person responsible for our lift in the polls so far. And we've got to just keep putting our ideas in front of people over the coming weeks leading right up to the election. I think also with that upswell of support, people will see that we've got momentum, and we're hopeful and maybe a little bit confident that the cut-through that she's getting to women, to young people, to men, and also my appointment as deputy cut-through to Māoridom, we'll start seeing more of that support come our way. I think the most important poll last night was the preferred Prime Minister stakes. Jacinda, a point behind Bill English, which is absolutely fantastic. And I think that as she appeals more to New Zealanders than Bill English, when she overtakes him, that'll really set the cat amongst the pigeons.
The poll doesn't take into account the resigning of Te Reo Ture. It was too late for that from yesterday evening. Is her move of resignation, is it a breath of fresh air for Labour here? Do you think she made the right move?
Look, we don't take any delight whatsoever in seeing people hurt, in the media and dragged through the media. Was it the right move? That's only something the Greens and Matidia can answer. We're focused on our Labour campaign and how we're going to build our vote and grow our support and ensure that New Zealanders have the confidence in the Labour Party to become the next government.
How's the relationship with the Green Party looking now?
I think it's the same as ever. I haven't had any meetings with the Greens. I'm not sure who else in our leadership team has, but we try to maintain relationships with all parties across the House, and obviously the Greens are working through issues at the moment, and when the time is right, Jacinda and I guess we'll sit down face to face with them. But at the moment, we just haven't really had the time. We're busy doing our stuff. Jacinda's busy getting out there and announcing policies and meeting crowds. And, the Greens are going through their issues.
Paula Bennett yesterday morning did call the Labour Green New Zealand First ties a marriage of inconvenience. Is it inconvenient? Is Labour looking to move forward alone?
Well, of course, Paula Bennett's going to say things like that. That's her job to, create mischief in that way. So we just really don't take any notice of what they're saying about us. So we just get on with trying to be seen to be the next government. And as I say, we've got momentum and we've got, basically the election has been tipped on its head in a positive way. And we're just really looking forward to actually the end of Parliament next Thursday, I think it is, and getting out there and really selling ourselves and our candidates and our policies to the country.
So Labour have had a big week with major policy announcements. Wednesday morning we had the water policy announcement, so a nationwide effort to restore our rivers and lakes to a clean, swimmable state. The purpose of the policy is to use water more carefully and to be smarter about how to manage pollution, as Jacinda has said. A seal of approval has been given by environmental groups and Greenpeace, but there's criticism from agricultural specialists. They're saying that there's a lack of specificity and economic impact that it will have on the regions.
Yeah, well, and of course they're going to say those sorts of things because they're concerned about the cost it will have on their businesses. Look, our goal is to clean up our rivers. When you have dogs drinking from a creek or a river and they drop dead, well, that's not good enough. And, you know, who wants to come and swim in a river where if a dog can die, can humans die? So we have an obligation to clean up our rivers, and we believe that a royalty for those groups that are will benefit economically is the right thing to do. That royalty goes to back to the regions, and they can work out how to make sure the waterways are cleaned up. But we're not going to say, look, we think that this is what any royalty should be. We're going to sit down with those people who have got those concerns and nut it out amongst ourselves so that it's a fair royalty and it's affordable royalty. And we'll do that after the election.
These flexibilities in, is that not seen to be too vague?
Well, there is going to be a royalty, and we're going to work it out with the people who will be affected in that way. So it's actually saying, you know, what's wrong with actually saying, hey, guys, we're going to work this out with you so that it is fair and affordable. And we're just being open. If we come up with a figure ourselves, well, then Labor thinks that they've got all the answers. No, this is about engaging with the stakeholders, and that's a good thing.
But there is potential here. I mean, Ardern has said that they're looking to find a workable solution with farmers, and which would ensure that they prosper, but there's still concern of threats that the policy will have lasting impacts on the agricultural industry as a whole. I mean, there's potential for food prices to rise or farmers to go out of business. Is that not something that was pre-thought?
You know, there's a lot of scaremongering. That's all I can say around that. You know, of course there'll be some cost, but like I say, we want it to be fair and affordable. And if we work it out together, then, you know, hopefully everyone will be happy. But the big issue is here is that our rivers are in a toxic state. Well, many of our rivers are in a toxic state, and we just can't afford to have animals dying from drinking from those creeks. We want people, you know, when I was a kid, we used to jump in creeks, you know, jump off the creek banks into the water. I want my grandchildren to be able to enjoy that that childhood fun just like I did and my father did and my grandfather did in their time. But, you know, if we are facing a future where kids can't jump into a creek off the side of a bank, then we're really in trouble, and that's going to be an even greater cost to the country down the line.
There has been also some debate here over in general ownership of water. The policy seems to suggest that all people own the water, therefore it's for sale, as opposed to the current government view that nobody owns the water. I mean, are there questions here of the rights of Māoridom, who could legitimately claim a share of ownership of water under the treaty?
Well, look, there are some groups that that have rights. Those who take have consents to take water, they have rights that other New Zealanders don't. Māori, you know, really what Māori want is what I've just explained. We want our grandkids and our great-grandkids to be able to jump off a riverbank into a creek and enjoy, you know, a good swim in the summertime. That's really what Māori want. But, you know, the tribunal and the courts have said that Māori have an interest, and we're saying, hey, Māori need to be able to sit down with the Crown and work out what those interests are. But we want to do everything you know, in a transparent way. And again, that's why we're saying we'll sit down with the stakeholders and work out what's a fair and affordable price.
Okay, thank you very much, Calvin. You have a good day.
Cool, thank you.
Bye. Cheers.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.